Welcome to Shomar Shova and the Daf Shir sponsor Luinish Masam Yaakov Shalom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Abbas or Daf Kuf Nun Ches. The Gemara Amud Beis brings, the Rebbe Zeira had an opinion about something, and when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he changed his mind. So Omar Rebbe Zeira Shema Mino Aviro de Eretz Yisrael Machkim. Meaning, because when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he changed his mind, what made him change his mind? The fact that he came to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael gave him chokhmah to understand the Torah better, and that's why he came to Amisas Advarim, to the truth, to change his mind. And this is the one place in Shas where this Losh is used. Avira de Eretz Yisrael Machim, the actual heir of Eretz Yisrael, gives more chokhmah. And many of the Sfarim in all the generations spoke about this concept and the idea that Eretz Yisrael Machim has to do with chokhmah Satoyra. The Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parshas Ekev brings on the pasuk Eretz shall be miskinus to chal bolechem. So he explains what's miskinus. What are we talking about? He says we talk about the chokhmah of the Torah. In Eretz Yisrael, a person can learn Torah and elevate, excel in the chokhmah of Torah much more than any other place. The atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael, the air in Eretz Yisrael, gives that koyach to learn Torah better. Avir de Eretz Yisrael machim. And the recounted Parshas Achrimois, when he quotes the Ramban regarding the Maila of Eretz Yisrael, where there you do the mitzvahs, so he adds the words, the Ramban doesn't bring these words, that Avir de Eretz Yisrael Machim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Eretz Yisrael. So when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you can learn Torah better because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. It's the makom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the makom HaShuas HaShchino. It's the place. It's Chatzos Hashem. So that's why you learn Torah better because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgal over there. The Gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is over there. And the Vilna Gaon and Aderes Elio, in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, he brings that the Gilui of Torah is specifically in Eretz Yisrael. Because it says, Avira de Eretz Yisrael Machkim. He says, that's why Nevuah ein Ashoira ele Eretz Yisrael. It's a question about Yechezkel HaNovi, but Yechezkel HaNovi started in Eretz Yisrael. And that's, he says, that's why Yoino HaNovi ran away from Eretz Yisrael, because he didn't want to have Ashuas HaShchino. You have to go away. And there he says the big Yisoid, the famous Yisoid of Vilna Gaon. The pasuk says in Eicho, Malko v'sereya b'goyim, ein Torah. Meaning when Am Yisrael are in Galus, they're not in Eretz Yisrael, you're missing out Torah. Because the place of Torah is in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Tzadik HaKohen in many places, but one place is the Pritzadik on Zois Chanukah, on Ois Chofei, he goes on to say that this is specifically talking about Torah Shabbat Peh. Ikar Eretz Yisrael is Torah Shabbat Peh. That's what it means, Avir Eretz Yisrael Machim. The Torah that's Mizgal in Eretz Yisrael is the Torah Shabbat Peh of Eretz Yisrael. And the Sfarim were full with this, Magal HaMukos, when he speaks about the reason Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go in Eretz Yisrael, many, many times he brings the explanation, Avir de Eretz Yisrael Machim, Moshe Rabbeinu need to get to levels of Torah they could get to only in Eretz Yisrael. And the Loshim, which is brought down the Medrash, Rabbeinu Chai quotes it, Ein Torah Ketoris Eretz Yisrael, Vein Chochma Kechochma Eretz Yisrael. The level of wisdom in Torah you could get to Eretz Yisrael is unparalleled in any other place. And as this daf is learned on Shabbos Mevorachim Kislev, it's very fitting to put in an Indian year that has to do with Chanukah. The Meisoschor, Mamori Kislev Tevis, Maimar Gimel, he asked, why don't you have Sfeiko de Yoimo in Chanukah? Meaning, why don't you have 2 days like we have in Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos? We have 2 days Yom Tev. So you should have also in Chanukah. So he explains with his Yisoid, what's the reason that you have Yom Tev Sheni? Why today we have a pi machshav, a pi chassidus, yom tov sheni? Yes, it comes with the sfeika de yom. But what's the meaning of it? So he says the gedusha that comes in yom tov is a gilui of chokhmah in the world. And in order to get the ashpa of the yom tov, the ashpa of the chokhmah, you need to be in a level, in a kli to receive it. Eretz Yisrael aviro de Eretz Yisrael machim. So that's why whoever is in Eretz Yisrael can receive the hashpa of yom tov in one day. In chutzos, you don't have a Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, so that's why you need 2 days to go and receive the Kedusha of the Yom Tov. But he says, when you have a Chag, which is done by Rabbanon, meaning Chanukah and Purim, which is nitken by Rabbanon, that they are the ones that give the Chachmah, they are the Chachomim of Am Yisrael, they are the ones who mashpia Chachmah and gave the Yom Tov from the Tzad of Chachmah, so there you don't have to have 2 days Yom Tov, there you can get the whole Hashpah in one day. Maybe you could add to it more specifically for Chanukah, The Chalak of the Nes was done in Eretz Yisrael. So it's a Nes that belongs to the place of Eretz Yisrael Machkim. So when you celebrate that Chag, then you have a special connection to Chachma, where you don't need to have too much. And you connect Eretz Yisrael right away, straight away through this Chag, and you get to the level of getting to the Kedusha without Sveika Deyoyma. We touched only some of the Mekoyres that speak about this concept of Avira Eretz Yisrael Machkim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.